Yeah, look at that motorcycle. Huh. How come we never got motorcycles?
I can get you one.
No. We should have gotten motorcycles. Like, we should have been riding shit.
Riding.
We should have had like a biker gang, but instead of, like, you know, legitimate shit like skulls and dead things in the back of our vests, we would have like a Charmander and a Bulbasaur fighting, you know?
There you go.
You know?
Had a gay shit like that.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, homosexual shit.
Yeah, like man. We would have had like Goku holding Vegeta's half a body floating, you know?
Memorable shit like
memorable
that.
Shit, man.
Stuff that
Goku going UI for the first time, you know, whatever.
Right.
That's what we should have done. And then instead of crotch rockets or like Harleys, we should have gotten like Vespas, you know?
Fucking scooters.
Scooters. Just some shit that will actually go up a mountain, though. You know?
Fuck it. We should have just got bicycles.
Like regular bicycles. Have like biker gang vests. Mm-hmm. How much do you think a biker?
This fucking old guy looks like the Crypt Keeper. Jesus.
It's an interesting looking dude, that's for sure.
He looks like a fucking Enderman. This man in front of us is literally 7 feet tall and he got out of a Toyota Camry. I'm not even sure how he fits in this. He looks like the thing that's under my bed at night.
Wow. You make up with that thing yet? Did you make friends with him yet?
No, not that thing.
Why
Jesus.
Not? You need to break bread, man. This is time. This time
scary
of this
person.
Ebola virus we got going on. This death virus that we've got going that people are just literally dying.
You mean the one that's
dying?
Only killed 5,000 people? That one?
It was up to it's up to 7 now.
Oh,
man.
Oh,
it's 7, up to 000. 7.
How about worldwide, son?
It's like 50,000.
50,000. That's, I think Taylor Swift had 70,000 people at one of her concerts. So, really, it hasn't even killed as many people as a Taylor Swift concert.
I've said it from the get-go, dude. This is such a biggest bullshit virus ever.
Snowflake
people are fucking stressing out left and right. I am more disappointed at the healthcare professionals that are the biggest pansies I've ever heard of. These people are the generation that, quote-unquote, was the greatest generation. Those are the biggest pansies I've ever heard of. Y'all got soft over the years, you great generation. Y'all no got doubt. Soft. You should be goddamn ashamed of yourselves.
Should be.
Being all panicky more than like women that are on the front lines. These fucking doctors are like, oh, I'm going to be doing telemedicine today. And they're over here like the more stressed out than the fucking nurses are. Like, get the fuck out of here, you greatest generation, my ass.
Telemedicine. The fuck is that?
It's just a bunch of pansies. They don't want to do anything, man.
My dad was right. He was like, this virus ain't killing enough people. It's too many of you. He's like, there's too much traffic out here.
Dude, it's still mad
traffic. There's still a lot of traffic. When I was coming over here, I was like, there's too many people on this fucking road. I thought, because see, I was seeing footage of Chicago and New York. I was like, man, there's nobody on that road. That's fucking nice. And so I expected it when I was coming up here. I was like, there's not going to be nobody on
the
road. There's fucking tons of people on
the
road.
Yeah, man.
I was like, why? I was like, now, I know all of us aren't essential workers like me and you.
We're
the echelon of people.
Yeah,
right,
man.
We're essential workers.
Apparently, everything's a goddamn essential worker. I'm like, you got banks that are still open. You got fast food that's still open.
There's some hot bitches in banks, so yeah.
You're like, those are essential.
Those are essential workers. Starbucks apparently is not. All the hoes at Starbucks out there are top shit, but they closed.
Well, maybe this one, though. The other one's got to be open, right?
No, they're all closed. They'll close at, like, 6.
Yeah, but they're still open. That's my point. Like, everything's open. Home Depot's open. Walmart closes early.
You're going to be pissed. You hear what Home Depot's doing?
What are they doing?
They're only letting a certain number of people in at a time, like a fucking club.
Dude, I knew I should have fucking stocked up on wood.
I told you.
I told you.
Go.
That wood place I wanted to buy wood from, they literally don't let you in the store. You have to order shit, and then you got to pick it up. I'm like, how is that going to work? Exactly. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to pick out the type of wood I want.
Hey, so go through that wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, make sure it's straight. You know the wood I like? Straight.
Yeah, straight.
No knots.
Yeah, no knots. I want it perfectly uniform. I want a nice little crescent-looking grain pattern.
I mean, that's fucking hard because if you're not a wood expert like me and John are,
some people
like knots. Some people don't like
exactly.
Knots. Some people like knots in the middle. Some people want to cut off the knots.
Exactly, man.
That's some people like a good
I don't understand how they're going
to
do this.
Dude, Amish people are fucking probably. If you told that to an Amish person,
get the fuck out of here.
You're
going
to pick out my wood? Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I think it is a personal insult.
It's like you just
said you're going to pie his daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what?
What?
You can rather go, I'd rather you pine my daughter instead of you fucking picking my wood up.
Yeah, man.
I got to work on the wood that you fucking told me.
Yeah, that's a website, you know, pine my daughter.
I bet it is. Dude, I bet it okay, is.
So, all right, I gotta retcon some shit.
Uh-huh.
I gave everybody some bad information.
Oh, okay. What was that?
I had heard that Pornhub Premium was free.
It was not.
It is. You only get 3 days free.
Oh, so I'm man.
Sorry.
Well, then I got to take back my comments about them being heroes in time of need.
They give you 3 days free. You got to sign up. You got to put your credit card in there. And I was like, listen.
I'm not putting my credit card in there.
You're doing a lot of good. You're doing some good work. You're keeping us occupied. You are giving, like, I think they're giving all of Italy premium for free, probably.
Like, because of your deaths.
Yeah,
because
of your
you
deaths.
Can, you can have extra free stuff.
Oh, yeah. You guys are tossing the salami around too much or whatever you're doing. So, but I was like, look, I'm still good. I just bought Mega Man X. Rocking through that. And I'm not putting my credit card in Pornhub Premium.
I would.
Especially because I've gone to like page 32. I'm like, I'm too deep in this now. And I'm pretty sure the FBI guy's like, yo. Hey, if you put your credit card in there, we're coming for you because we know exactly where you are now.
Do you think if we, I mean, this is really stupid, but you think if we actually created a Pornhub account and we put the podcast on there, people would listen to it?
I mean, maybe.
It's almost kind of worth trying just to see if it happens, you
see,
know?
See, I heard that if you, I don't know if you, if people frequent the Pornhub, ye old Pornhub, as I like to call it.
Ye old hub. The hub.
Yeah, ye old hub. If you make a porno on there, look at this. Look at this fucking alligator looking motherfucker.
I think your windows have rolled down, right? Like, this old man
can't hear.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez. This dude literally look. I'm trying to think of somebody tall. Looks like Andre the Giant. Fucking get into a clown car. Boski will get that. How's he?
Damn, he's whipping out of
here. Yeah, he whipped out of here like a. Damn. Whipped out of here like Paul Walker. He almost hit that Jeep, too.
Yeah, he did.
Whatever. Yeah, man. What was I saying?
Fuck.
Something about Pornhub.
Oh, Pornhub. Making a Pornhub account.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, but you said you think if Pornhub... You've heard somewhere that something about Pornhub. Oh,
yeah. If I heard somewhere that if you make a Pornhub account and you upload a video, one of your homemade videos with, let's say, a lady friend or... I guess it could be a guy friend, too, whatever you're into. Or maybe a guy friend and a lady friend. Hey, who knows what you're into? I don't know what you're into. That, they will pay you $5,000.
Bullshit. How do you... First of all, I need more information on this. Secondly...
You're like, I have thousands of videos.
$5,000?
Oh, my debt will go away instantly.
This is easier money than escorting, dog. You know what I'm saying? Right now, my escorting money's going out the window.
Sometimes you'll see certain videos that are less professional. Like, not the, like, obviously if it's Brazzers, you're like, well, they're
Brazzers. There's lighting there. Yeah, like, yes.
Like, other ones that look like they're filmed in that empty room right there. Like, they'll be like, oh, this is, like, Pornhub verified or whatever. Those videos like that. Those people, like, sent the movie into Pornhub, and they're like, Pornhub was like, yeah.
I don't believe it.
5,000, here you go, coming your way. You
I don't you believe demonstrated it. This? You need to research this, because I might be making money. I'm like, who wants to, see, the problem is I could never do something like that.
Who wants to strap in to feel the dragon?
You know why I can never make videos like that? Because if somebody ever recognized my tattoos, they'd be like, hey, I know that squiggly tiger, Tony the Tiger tattoo.
Hey, is that John's have done tattoo?
Wilson's like, hey, that's my work right
now. That's my work. Hey, put my stamp on that. It's mine. I know it.
Can you imagine? It's like, what would it do? What would you do if just some dude just giving it to some girl? Just giving it. You never see the dude's face. You never see. And then all of a sudden you see like an arm go in and grab a tit or something. Yeah. And you're just like, wait. Wait, is that? Is that some squeaky? That's John. Some squeaky lines in there.
Is that a? Is that a? I think that might be a tiger in a cloud. I know somebody who has a tiger in a cloud.
Is that Shenron?
Yeah.
If I squint real hard, I might be John.
I think that's him. I think that's him.
You're like, oh, I did search under the dick O'Reilly. There it is. That makes sense.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Dude, I did that. One person we...
what the fuck did you do?
No. I did not that. I didn't search dick O'Reilly.
I don't think I might do it now. I might do that now.
No, I thought I was watching some adult movies.
Yeah. Huh?
And then on Ye Olde Pornhub.
Yeah. Huh?
And then I thought I saw somebody we knew.
Oh, really?
And I was like, yo, is that?
You're like, is that?
I was like,
You're like, here's a link. Send John.
And hey. I was like, hey, Black Mystery Girl. I was like, pick your head up for a second. I was like, from her work that she was doing on the computer.
Oh, I got you.
Nasty.
I was like, what are you doing? Like, you're like, she's getting work in and you're watching another video?
No. Nasty. You guys are horrible minded.
You're like, I like to pretend like that's me in the video.
But act it out.
But I like to like get a real sometimes, feeling of it.
Sometimes she's a corona and I'm the cure. she's the patient and I'm the doctor who has the cure. Man.
Sorry, we're all out of masks, but...
I got this. They said if you swallow it...
jeez.
You need some vitamin C.
I have the right level of antibodies in my system, but there's only one way I can give them to you. Bounch-ka-bounch-ka-bow-wow-wow-wow.
Exactly.
Dude, if you watch really old anime, all the music they use in that shit, like the 70s anime, it's all porno music. I was watching an anime the other day on Amazon Prime, and I was just like 70s anime, totally. And I was like, yo, this is porn music. All they had was like a bass and like a guitar, and they just went like, doom, down, down, doom.
Yeah, man,
I was
so like, wait, what? They couldn't make new music. They had to all just use the same.
I guess. Anyways, you were saying you thought you recognized somebody?
I was like, hey, is this so-and-so person? And they're like, no. I was like, oh.
You're like, damn, I was kind of getting off on that.
I was like, no, because when you think of somebody, you're like,
you're shot right here.
Yeah, I see that. Why is it your car, son? Are you a robot?
Dude, how freaked out would you be if I just literally came out of that car and you're like, who the fuck is sitting next to me? You're like, I would have never guessed.
I'm like, this is Westworld. Have you seen Westworld?
No, I want to, but I don't have HBO, man. I refuse to pay for one more thing. I've told you, I'm cheap.
I wonder if I can give you my subscription.
I refuse to pay for... I heard season 2 or 3 or whatever is not as good. Whatever they're on.
Season 3 is... I only watch one episode. That girl's always hot, though. She's, like, classy hot. But, anyway, so, yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess that's not that person. But, yeah.
That's where tattoos are fucking people up, man. Because, you know, if you're like some dirty motherfucker that's just like, oh, I'm going to get off by putting a video of me, like, you know, doing stuff on Pornhub. But you got tattoos now. You know, people can sometimes recognize you. But the likelihood, though, is so small. So small.
I mean, a lot of times, are you really looking at, like, arm tattoos? Or
I'm pretty good with like visual shit. Like I'm terrible with names. Uh-huh. You could introduce yourself to me like 16 times and I might still be like, yo man, how you doing? How you been? How have you been? Mm-hmm. Right? If I'm doing that shit to you, I don't know your name. I don't know your name.
You're like, hey, what's up? Bob?
No, I don't pretend to know the name because I'll fuck it up. I'll just be like, hey, man, it's been great to see you. How have you been? If I never say your name, it's likelihood I don't know your name. So that's you know, that's the likelihood. But the thing is, like, my facial recognition and or visual recognition is quite good. Yeah, so if I see, like, sometimes you'll send me Bible quotes right. And I'll be like, oh, I don't recognize that person until I'm like, oh yeah, that's a nice drawing on that Bible. Yep. And then I'm like, oh okay, I know who that is.
Send you those different Bible colors.
Yeah, man. So then I recognize it. So tattoos I would recognize on somebody for sure. If I saw a video online.
I
mean,
if I see, it depends where a tattoo is. If I see the leg tattoo, like a full-on dragon leg tattoo, then I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember. If you see the, like, coochie tattoo that's right above there, it's like an arrow pointing down, then I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Well, how would you have known that one if it's a normal person you know?
Oh, no, but, like, just in, like, if I'm watching porn.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
I normally don't. I'm not that weirdo who remembers porn stars. But, like, if I see one of those, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's that.
I got you. I got you. Yeah, I'm usually pretty good. I would recognize tattoos, I think.
Yeah.
I think. But, once again, like, I think it just depends. Like, you know, for a while, those photos were really popular. You know, the ones where it would be taking, like, a first person and you just see a dude, like, holding a chick's hand. Mm-hmm. Or, like, a fucking pulling her hair or something, or like grabbing her ass or some shit. Yeah. And all you would see was like the chick, but the arm of the dude. But for some reason, like the dude's arm was always tattooed. And so like that was a really popular style.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always the same kind of dude usually. Like, and I knew that primarily because he had a full sleeve, and it was a really shitty sleeve too. It was like a whole bunch of eyeballs in his hand. See, once again, I remembered it. It was a whole bunch of eyeballs or some shit, like some weird hentai monster.
Mm-hmm. Okay, man. So this is a funny joke that we. It's not fun. Well, yeah, it is a funny joke. So I think last week, possibly the week before, we were like. So you think there's a SoundCloud rapper named COVID? When do you think the first children named COVID?
Is there some? Did you find out?
I found out. There fucking
Can I take a guess?
Is.
Can I take a guess? Are they trailer trash?
I don't know. That's the problem. I gotta see what the parents look like. A couple names are newborn twins.
Where? Where?
Corona and COVID.
Where? Where?
In Indiana.
Is that considered trailer trash?
I would assume so.
Is that considered the South?
A central Indiana couple mean. Has reportedly named their twins Corona and COVID.
Dude, what the fuck, man? Those kids are going to literally grow up, find out what their names are about, and they're going to look at their parents and be like, what is fucking wrong with you? In the middle of a quote-unquote epidemic where only 50,000 people have died in the whole fucking world.
So, based on that, I'm assuming these kids are going to grow up to be weak because, you know, they didn't take out much people. All right, so how would you pronounce
the children's number?
No, the mom's name.
Yeah, dude, that's trailer trash. That's not how you spell pretty. You don't spell pretty, P-R-E-E-T-I.
See, I was trying to make that a nice name, but no, I couldn't.
Pretty.
Pretty?
Yeah, it's pretty. There's just some ignorant person who don't know how to spell pretty.
Oh, fuck.
Just like, you know that one Bible verse that I send you all the time, that one chick?
Yeah.
About Bible verse. That she has her name, but it's not spelled normal. It's smelled like really fucked up
because
mm-hmm. people are just trying to be unique with their shitty names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm going to call you Apple, but I'm only going to put one P.
A pool?
One P, two E's. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Veiny?
Veiny? Vinay Verma. Vinay Verma. Vinay Verma. That sounds like a fucking sexually transmitted disease. Vinay Verma.
That's a husband, apparently.
Vinay, I think, is a Middle Eastern name.
Is
Verma
what I'm thinking.
A Middle Eastern name as well? I don't know. Why would you name your kid COVID? What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, we loved you so much, little Bob, that we decided to name you after the thing that was killing people.
Oh, see, I think this is in India.
Oh, okay, so maybe they're not trailer trash. I apologize to all the trailer trash people.
So, see, there you go. Somebody beat all the black children to it, man. But there you go. COVID and Corona. Stuff.
Corona, dog. I don't know. This whole Corona shit is a bunch of bullshit. Now it's starting to affect me primarily because the stores I go to are closed.
Oh, you can't go to a...
I guess I can still go to Home Depot. I just got to go earlier.
You got to be the first one there.
And I mean, since I need to rent a fucking... Is plywood fit in here? No.
You rent a truck. What do you need a truck for?
Plywood sheets. How fuck am I going to fit those in here? In my car, imagine my car. I need to make a.
They're probably not renting trucks.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I should call and find out. What if I was in the middle of a project? How pissed would I be right now? What if I needed like legitimate wood, not like that bullshit they sell at Home Depot, like legitimate like walnut and oak and real shit, not like Douglas fir that's always all wet and shit. That's a joke for you guys to know about wood.
You want some hardwood? Hey, what does this pervert do over here?
Probably rub one out. Probably those people that get really turned on. Probably doesn't mean she didn't rub one out. What's wrong with you? Once again, sexist, dog.
She got the morning dew.
Yeah, man.
The evening dew.
You know what I found out? Women, so you know how jeans, you got jeans on right now. You could probably check. You know that little area where all the seams come together? That's usually by your balls. It's like a little bump. You know, it's like a little bump. Hoes be using that to jerk off.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Perverts.
Exactly, man.
Degenerate.
Exactly. So don't be telling me, like, when you're like, oh, she's jerking off. I was like, yeah, it's jerking off. And you're like, she's a woman. No, no, no. She probably did that. She probably had jeans on.
Once again, goes back to it. It's just easier for women to do shit.
Once again, man.
If I take out my dick right here and you take out your dick, we're going to jail.
Dog, first of all, I'd be so uncomfortable. He just whipped your dick out right now. I'd be like, I'm going to have to knock you out.
Why would I go, that made it gay.
Oh, that made it gay. Okay, fine. I'm going to have to knock you out. I'm like, what is going on right now?
But, gay shit. But yeah, man. See, but women can just take out their tits and be like, hey, does this tit look round?
Does it look normal to you?
I can't whip out my left nut and be like, hey, is this comfortable?
Hey, bro, no homo. Is this a hard lump or a soft lump? Fuck. Can you check my left nut for me, please, bro?
Nasty.
I don't have any gloves, though, because they're out of stock at Harbor Freight. So
put on this plastic bag.
I have these bags you pick up dog shit with. Is that
You can really feel the heat.
It's like, bro, I don't think your internal temperature is good, man. Here, while we're at it.
Let me check the bag. Get the oil temperature.
Check the oil for you, bro.
Nasty, man. What the fuck is wrong with
you? No homo. No homo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna enter the Stargate.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now?
As I'm gonna start calling it the Stargate.
The Stargate. That's fucking gross.
That's hilarious. That's
fucking gross.
Yeah. It's a goodbye wars.
I told you.
I had a list of shit to talk to you about. I can't. Jesus. That's a Bible-like verse.
Wow.
All right. Let's see.
What you got?
What you got? What you got? So, I've been thinking a lot about last time we kind of planted the seed, right? And we're talking about, like, me writing a book. And so, I think I started working on it, dog. Started working on my... This is a fresh title. This is a fresh title. It's a working title. Mm-hmm. But it's the one I'm thinking going with. Dr. O's, a.k.a. Dick O'Rise, tips. And then I have one of those quotations on the bottom that says, for pleasing your women. End quotes.
So you're going to go by two nicknames?
Well, because it's a working title. We'll work on it. Later on, we'll polish it up.
It's like saying Big Daddy Max, Big Daddy Book of Extreme Orgasms for Orgasm Pleasure.
I haven't defined. Maybe I was just going with one, but I haven't picked a nickname. The Dick O'Rise just rolls off the tongue.
The Dick O'Rise is better, man.
The Dick O'Rise is better because it rolls off the tongue. It's almost like fun to say it, right? It's a fun nickname.
And then that way you can get a little guy made and...
Just start marketing.
Yeah, he'd be a little samurai guy and... He can pull out his dick.
I don't know if it's good enough. It needs to imply sexuality, but not necessarily show it to you. Like, you can't just have a giant
he just has it like he's pulling out a sword, but instead of a sword, he has it in his pants. He's pulling out something from his pants.
I can actually think of that good work.
Right above his pants. Instead of a... He don't got no sword. He's drawing a sword. It's in his pants.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Copyright on that.
That's kind of funny. So I was thinking about this. Yeah. I was like, all right, so part of a book, right, is that you have to write an introduction. And you have to like talk about, like, what is this book about, right? And so I think the intro should be something like teaching advanced principles to basic-ass dudes, right? Don't laugh, dog. This is not funny. How to get your girl, you know, like, I'm trying to phrase it, so maybe you can help me with this.
Okay.
I'm trying to phrase this.
Go with words.
So like you know when you're getting with your girl, mm-hmm. right? You're getting with your girl,
right?
And things are getting crazy,
mm-hmm.
and she is in such a pleasurable situation, right?
Yeah, you got to punch her in the head. Yeah.
Is that how you do? You're not allowed to write a chapter in my book. You're not.
It's like, oh, I'm so ready to go. Shut the fuck up.
Take that.
Take that. Calm down.
Is that your milk tank right next to us? What is going on right now?
I don't know. I really don't know.
We're about to get robbed here. Anyways. All right. So you know when your girl is super in pleasure? She's like, you know, grabbing onto corners of beds and or sheets and shit. Just mm-hmm. gripping onto stuff like someone's trying to pull her from under the bed and shit, right. you know? And like, and the moment that you know shit is popping off
mm-hmm.
is when you look at her face and her face has like a almost like I'm about to cry look,
mm-hmm.
but also the emptiness in her eyes, like her mind is in like the twilight zone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How do you describe that for the intro? Exactly. Exactly. We need to name that. That's the thing. We need to give that thing a name. Whatever that thing is that women do where they like their fucking mind is in the shadow realm, but their body is still there reacting. You know that? You know what I'm saying?
Damn, I say that's hard because, well, I mean, nerdy dudes will probably get our references.
That's why I said the Twilight Zone, but they might not get that either.
No. You got to be like, have you ever wanted to take your girl to Super Saiyan 3 level?
Yeah, but that's still a nerdy reference, though.
Yeah, nerdy dudes will buy the book. That's what you're marketing for.
Marketing towards the dirty dudes or nerdy dudes?
Big bro like Dick James isn't going to...
Black Magic isn't picking up my book?
He's not picking that up.
Tyrone, a.k.a. Black Magic, is not picking up my book?
No.
Big Dick Mufasa's not picking up my book?
No, he's not picking up your book.
No? Jesus.
Magic Mike ain't picking up your book either.
T'Challa fucking is not picking up my book, is what you're saying?
No.
Disrespectful.
Not even
Big Dick Vader's not picking up my book?
Nope. Little Mike is picking up your book.
Fucking.
He just ran through all 824 episodes of Dragon Ball.
Man.
And Naruto.
Damn.
Subbed. He read everything. Damn. He's picking up your book. So that's why you can hit them nerdy references. And be like, have you ever wanted to have your girl's face look like when Jiren knew he got beat?
That's a good reference.
Right. And it was so amazed he was defeated, but also so amazed that he was defeated.
Yeah, that's a good description. People know that.
I can show you how to do that. I can make your girl feel like when Sailor Moon was transforming.
Oh, fuck.
That sensation in your girl's coochie and all over.
In your girl's coochie.
If you buy my book, Masters of the Dick Ore.
You know how there's a Miyamoto Musashi's Book of Five Rings?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like I'll just do like the Dickorize Book of Five
Strokes.
Five strokes. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It's
yeah.
like first stroke or opening chapter. So you're a punk ass bitch, huh?
First of all, start with this workout regimen. Once you've mastered that, then you'll finally have the thrusting power.
Can you eat a double chicken Chipotle bowl?
No.
Don't even go to the next page.
Put down the book.
Go fucking do that first.
I need you to do heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, weighted pull-ups for a while till you build up that hunger.
Can you do body squats? No. Put down the fucking book.
Put down the book.
Does your back hurt when you do foam rolling? Put down the fucking book.
You're not ready.
What is a foam?
You're not ready. You're not ready.
Return the book back to Barnes & Noble.
If you're getting going to town on your girl, right, missionary style, the Lord's way, and she's just takes her fucking like claws out, because women have like cat-like fucking, you know how cats, you can press on their paws and they just come out.
Yeah, I get scratched
up all the time. And then she just digs up on your back, and that literally splits you in half like that they do on Vikings. You're not ready for this book.
If that scares you,
you're not ready for this book.
If you're like, ow.
I didn't lotion my back today. You're not ready for this book.
If you're not like, yeah, give me more.
I'm like, you're not scratching me hard enough. You're not ready for this book.
You're not ready for this book.
Revert to chapter one and repeat until ready for this book.
That's right. Exactly right. Go watch Motivated Results.
Season one. Season one. From circa 2008.
That's right.
On that potato camera. It's me, I swear.
It looks like Minecraft, but it's fine.
It's fine. It's still there. It's history.
It'll be good.
It's history. You're not mad at the JFK footage. All right? Don't be mad at me on videos. All right? We all had quality issues. Can't all be HD fucking Pornhub, right?
Yeah, exactly. So.
Can't be iPhone 25 footage.
No. You know, gotta start somewhere.
With that fucking splinter cell looking camera on the back of iPhones. That's unnecessary, by the way. You don't need to have 15 cameras on the back of your phone for you to take a goddamn picture.
Spoiled.
Spoiled, man. Like, first of all, there is too much HD. There is. And you know when it is? When newscasters were literally fired because they no longer look good on TV. Remember that? Remember when everybody went from like normal TV and people were like, oh man, that's a good looking girl. And then it went to HDTV and you're like, what the fuck is that on my TV?
Yeah, that happened.
Wow. Yeah, that's going to happen with regular pictures, man. All you hoes, all right, I'm going to tell you this right now. All you hoes that are snapping your spinal cords, your C7 and C8, trying to fucking twist your ass up so it looks like you got ass, all y'all going to have problems when people's cameras are so good that you can no longer Photoshop your shit. You're going to have problems. People are going to be like, yo, man, this hoe is not what she looks like at all. I don't even know how they do it in cons. You know all those hoes go to, like, conventions and stuff? Mm-hmm. And then how do they keep any of their followers when they see them in real life? And you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. When you stand like a normal human upright and not, like, S-curved, you don't look as impressive.
Not at that 60-degree angle?
No, you look like my teacher.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to unsubscribe and stop giving you PayPal money, apparently. No, not PayPal. Patreon. Same difference.
Same difference, man.
Same difference.
Yeah, man. I think that's what we're going to do for your book.
Oh, your birthday's coming up anyways.
Can't do shit.
Can't do shit, dog.
I'm going to have to Skype.
I like how my phone's geotagging me. It's like, hey, the weather in your city. I'm like, yo. How do you know what city I'm in?
It's like you're at Motor Vehicle Service.
Yeah, how do you know what city I'm in?
How did you know that?
Because my temperature thing is still in a previous address. How do you know what city I'm in?
Speaking of that, so I'm not working too much right now. So I applied for a job for this thing called Instacart, right?
What is that?
You go grocery shopping for people.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, I'll go in the fucking store because I'm a fucking goddamn man. Don't care about no corona. Fuck that. And also,
coronavirus.
See,
that bitch is so extra. It's crazy. It's kind of funny.
See, that's how I know the coronavirus is a joke, because it's not hitting the people it needs to hit. It needs to fucking get rid of some of these Kardashians and the pile of trash that is Cardi B.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
it's only killed 50,000 people in the world. People are like, oh my God, 50,000 people have died. Okay, you are aware that there's like, hold on. I'm going to look it up right now because I'm going to sound real ignorant. I'm going to sound real ignorant when I say how many people I think there is in the world, and then I'm completely wrong. World, what is it? Population. World
population.
2050, what the fuck? Am I talking about the 50? Dude, there is, Jesus, we need to cull off a few more.
What my dad said.
Dude, there is 7.8 billion people on the planet.
Yeah, we need to kill off a few more.
There is nearly 8 billion people. Last time I heard the number, it was like at 3. We are exponent. Look at this graph. Look at this goddamn graph right here. I know you guys can't see it. But from 2050 to 2019, we have nearly tripled the fucking population. If y'all continue to fuck without condoms and not taking that birth control, if y'all continue this fucking path, we will not have enough fucking resources on this planet. It's already bad enough that nobody wants to admit that the fact that there is world climate change. Like, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about that. Here, it's barely warming up in the beginning of August.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Taking the widest turn ever known to man.
That man was fucking close.
Look, he even parked sideways, too. Look at that.
Jesus.
There's nearly 8 billion people in the world. That is amazing to me, dude. Amazing. Amazing. And all these nasty little fucking degenerates just throwing plastic. That's what I'm going to give you. Every time I give you shit, you throw shit and some out the window. I'm going to sock you now every time you do it. People just throwing fucking plastic out into the oceans and shit. Texas-sized fucking plastic outside. Before I left,
my mom was like, hey, they say that it's recommended that you wear a mask fuck now. That. I was like, fuck that. First and foremost, fuck that. And then second thing, I was like, wait. She's like, oh, I got some. I was like, oh, you did? From where? She's like, I got
stole them. Stole from work.
I don't know where she got them from. Stole them from work.
If they're like hardcore N95 masks, yo, she got them from work.
I think she got them from work.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm going to meet John. I'm like, wait, let me see what it looks like. I want to wear it and see what it says.
Yeah, dude, I would have socked you in the fucking face. I would have tore that shit from your face.
And then she showed it to me. I was like, oh, this looks stupid. I'm not going to wear
it. What kind
this.
Was it? What did it look like?
It was like the blue ones they wear at the hospital.
But is it an N95?
I don't know. What does an N95 look
like? Here, I'll show it to you. It's got a little filter in the front.
No, don't got that. It's just like what a doctor would wear. And then so I was like, because I was under the impression it was going to be like the mask that Scorpion wears.
Oh, maybe it doesn't have the filter. I thought it did. That's an N95.
No, it's not that. So, yeah.
I had to take my pup into the vet this morning, and my vet had one of these on. I was like, all right, man, I get it. I guess you see a lot of people. But
you see, I thought it was going to be like that. If it was a black one, I would have wore it, but it was a blue one. I'm like, this looks gay.
Dude, I'm just going to start trolling people. I'm going to take my woodworking mask like that. Have you seen
mine? Yeah, that's what my dad said he's going to do.
It's a heavy duty one.
That's what my dad said he's going to do.
I'm going to start wearing that.
Jerk ass. He's like, yeah, I know, that's why it's gonna be funny.
You know, and the only reason I'm gonna wear that one is because I can't get one of these in time. Hold on, I'm gonna show you right now what I'm gonna order off of Etsy. Watch. Well,
then my dad was like, hey, I got a dust mask you can wear. It looks cooler. I'm like, you're right. It does.
Yeah, dog, watch. I'm gonna wear one of these. You know, I told you I work I don't want to say too much, but anyways, I'm gonna wear one of these to work. Check this out. I'm gonna wear one of these to work. Tell the people what this is.
It's a samurai.
It's a full samurai.
It's full samurai mask.
Like, it's the helmet. Yeah, and the it's and the fucking guards. I am about to find a way to Photoshop this.
What's up?
This.
Just beat Neil, too.
Dude, literally, this is exactly what this looks like. Look at this shit. I'm going to wear that. I'm going to be working. Picture me in a desk with this shit on right here.
What's up, Steve? Yeah, the accounts are ready. Mm-hmm.
Look at this shit. Hey, that shit. I'm going to find a way to Photoshop this in.
Did you say something? No, I'm just breathing. Okay.
Or if I can't wear one of those, I'm going to wear one of these right here. Hold on. Fucking Etsy is taking forever to load. He's going to wear one of these.
Breathe fire.
It's a freaking like half an Oni mask.
Yeah, half the Oni mask.
A Mempo.
You don't do the Raging Demon after that when you walk away, I'm going to be mad.
It's going to be like, yo, man. Yeah, like I'm going to wear one of these to work.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, man, I need this for my safety. Like, there's a grate for your mouth. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's still filtering, like, most of
it. You gotta put a coffee filter on it.
Dude, it's crazy what people are doing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But this mask is a little big, though. Look at that shit.
Dude, that's fucking huge. Yeah, man. It's bigger than that man's whole face.
Yeah, man. That's why I didn't order one.
I gotta make sure that mutant don't touch me. That man has it.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy with this mask situation. It's like, yo, man, it's not that serious.
Well, I was telling my sister was like, I'm gonna start
looking at masks on Etsy.
I was telling,
I bet you these people are selling like crazy.
They probably are. I was telling my sister and my mom. I was like, hey, they also tell me I should exercise. It's recommended I exercise, like, 5 times a week, but I don't do that shit either, so why would I start doing recommended
shit
stuff now?
I'm going to go to work into with this full-on samurai gear. Just, like, head-to-toe armor. Just
like the chest plate collects the germs.
I'm going to be like, no, I do not want those reports. This is, if this wasn't so expensive, I would literally buy this. But it's $1,800.
Wow.
Yeah. So no, I can't justify that for a joke. Then, maybe I should get Mortal Kombat 11 Sub-Zero mask.
Oh, dude, speaking of Mortal Kombat 11 Sub-Zero mask, they had the April Fool's Day towers up. I got this badass, that's pretty cool. I got two badass spawn skins. And then I got a Sub-Zero one. It's the rain skin. You know, where he's purple?
Oh, yeah.
I got that one.
Nice.
I was like, fucking nice. Fucking sweet.
Yeah, man. To me, it's just this whole craziness of the corona. It's like, you guys, we need to relax because it's only literally killed. What is the percentage there?
Percentage. One. Okay. Half of 1%. That's it. Show me how you're going to do that on a calculator, son. I want to see this.
What is now?
8 billion.
What did he say? 58,000?
Yeah.
Of how many? Dude, I'm not going to be able to put 8 billion zeros. 8. That's 8,000. What is that? 80,000.
30 zeros?
It's going to be too long of a pause here. 80.
The phone's going to be like, fuck you.
This is 800 million. How many zeros do I need?
I think
for 8 billion. We are so stupid. We are so dumb.
At least 30, man.
No, 30. Get the fuck out of here. 30. 30. No. Because it's... Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to ask this stupid-ass question on my phone. Right, how many zeros are in a billion?
All right, go ahead. Ask it. Oh, you should have voiced on it.
Oh, hold on. I'll find out. I'll voice to it. Dude, we're so fucking stupid. How I Met Your Mother? No. I didn't think it was working. Hold on.
How to Get Nut Out the Sheets.
How many zeros are... Dude, now you fucked that up. How many zeros are in a billion? There you go. 9. You're way off. 30.
Way off.
Yeah, I was like 30. That's aggressive. That's all the money in the world. 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That doesn't seem right. That's a million.
So do 3 more. You said 9.
Oh, okay. I thought I said 6. I was like, that's not right. Dude, that is 0.00725% of the world population.
I told you that was like half a percent.
Get the fuck out of here. It's not even that. It's a... 7/700ths of a percent. Get
the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here with your coronavirus bullshit. The
fuck up.
What do you think? Like, this needs to be like 2%?
2%, and then I'll slightly.
Oh, where's. I closed that calculator out. Percentage calculator. This is so fucking dark when we're saying this. But it is what it is.
At 2%, I'll look up. Then I'll worry.
What is.
Slightly.
2% of 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Calculate. That can't be right.
You put 9?
Yeah, it's telling me that... What is 2% of 8 million? It's saying 160,000 people. 160,000.
I don't think that's right.
You're like, that's not enough.
That's still not enough. All right, let's take it up to 10. At 10, that sounds good.
It's hard to see, count these zeros, small font, 3, 6, 9, so 800,000 people.
Dude, this is taking out, man, we're really not making a drop in this bucket.
Like 25%. of 8 billion, that can't be right. It's 2 million?
Okay.
That can't be right. I feel like this calculator is fucked up. Or I'm just not able to count these zeros because this font is really tiny. But anyways, my point is, it is not that serious. Calm the fuck down. And all you guys are finally seeing that the food's coming back to stores. Like, have you gone to a store?
Mm-hmm.
You can get food again.
I haven't gone to a store. My sister got a bunch of bleach.
Why?
Because I guess they're like, oh, we're going to put it in spray bottles so we can disinfect stuff.
Does it? The real question is, all these people doing all this dumb shit, and you got to ask yourself, is it been proven that it kills that shit?
Yes.
Because there is some shit that does survive. Like, I think, you know, if any, you know what, man, I'm trying to get, I'm probably spoiling it because if it doesn't work out, then I'm just been talking shit. I'm trying to, you know, for my other podcast that I literally have done nothing for with in the last fucking 6 months, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get an infectious disease guy to talk to me so I can help all you panicked motherfuckers. I mean that in a most disrespectful and loving way at the same time, to relax. I can't guarantee I can get it done, but I'm trying. But my point is, this isn't that bad. You know what was bad? The Spanish flu. You know what was bad? Fucking the plague. You know what was bad? What did we have a couple years ago? The
pig
one.
Flu.
Not pig flu. There was one. There's one SARS? That's really fucking
Bird
bad
flu?
That's still around.
Flu.
Ebola.
SARS, yeah, Ebola.
Ebola is, I think, the one I'm thinking of that's really fucked up. Like,
yeah, the one that fucked up Africa.
Yeah, I think, let me look at Ebola symptoms.
That's Ebola.
Ebola. Ooh, here we go. First of all, Ebola death rate. What's the Ebola death rate?
70.
Let me see. Virus disease, key facts. Da, 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 da. The average EVD case fatality rate is around 50%. Cases is from 25% to 90% of outbreaks. That's crazy, man. 50%. All right, think about that. Think about that. 50%. That means that in the U.S., around 200,000 people would have died. In the U.S., around 500,000 people would have died. So get the fuck out of here with these bullshit-ass numbers. Like, it's not that bad. Look, globally, there's been 1 million cases. I feel like we're just fear-mongering this thing already. Like, we've already talked about this for 3 podcasts in a row. But anyways, I just want to fucking say that you people need to fucking chill. Because, look, there's been 1 million cases in the world. 1.1, really. There's been 60,000 deaths, okay? 60,000. That's, like, more... That's, like a tiny little city in the U.S. Like, a tiny little city. There has been 230,000 recovered so far. A quarter of a million people have recovered from this. Recovered.
Put it in perspective. Hitler killed more Jews.
Hitler killed a lot more people. I don't even know how they even keep track of how many people Hitler killed. How do you even know how many people he killed? Did he keep a log?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how would you know? He went through countries.
They just didn't come back.
It's like in California when they're like, oh yeah, we think there's about like X amount of millions of people here. Like, what? Dude, you know how many Mexicans are there that just did not take your census? Get the fuck out of here with this shit. You don't know how many people are in California. You might as well just triple that number.
I know when I was taking you to get your tattoo done, and I was passing through that little shitty town the first time to get your tattoo done.
Right.
Oh. And we passed through that little town.
Chino? Was it Chino?
I don't know what it was. I know it was late at night, and I thought I was going to die. Because we were in the...
That place, the hood.
Yeah, that was the fucking hood. And then I had the real nice car, remember? Because they...
That's right. We had the Challenger.
We had the Challenger. And I go... I was just like, oh, okay, driving the nice car. And then I get off the ramp from the freeway. And I roll into the hood with this nice-ass car. And I'm like...
Oof.
I'm going to fucking die here. That's where it all ends. Luckily, the spotter for the guy, that Mexican dude who was tattooing you, or the other dude, whose tattoo shop it was.
Right.
Was like, oh, you're cool, you can stay. I was like, thank you. I was like, thanks for letting
me
live.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. It was also a 12-year-old boy, so that was cool. But yeah.
Dude, check this out, all right? Check this out, you people that need to fucking chill. Check out the homie Julia Rees wrote on this article called How COVID-19 Compares to Past Outbreaks. I started to bring this back, but just found this and I was like, this is interesting. In 1918 influenza, all right? This fucking flu bullshit comes back every few fucking decades and just wants to fuck you in the ass. And it's always the flu because apparently COVID-19 is SARS-2. Mm-hmm. That SARS shit, it's SARS-2. It came back with a vengeance. Like, it came back with his homies to jump
in. Part deux.
Yeah, duh. All right? The 1918 Spanish flu, all right, mm-hmm. with similar symptoms, fever, nausea, headaches, diarrhea. Global, there were 500 million cases globally. There were 50 million died.
God dang.
That's 10%?
Yeah, that's a lot.
10%? I right on that?
Might be, but that's a lot. See, now that's a number to look up at and be
exactly.
like,
okay. Exactly. That's some serious shit. Yeah.
You want me to what? You want me to wear a mask? Okay, I'm fucking wearing a mask. In fact, I'm not coming out of my fucking house.
So the next one, seasonal flu.
Got you.
Global cases, 9% of the population, or about 1 billion infectious. Global deaths, between 291,000 to 646,000. We haven't even reached that at all. We're not even a quarter of the lowest flu deaths ever. Get the fuck out of here. Next, severe acute respiratory syndrome, aka SARS, from 2002 to 2004. Same symptoms. Apparently, everything's the same shit. There were 8,000 cases across 29 countries, 8 U.S. cases, global deaths 774. So we've passed SARS. So SARS 2, aka COVID-19, has surpassed SARS 1. H1N1 flu pandemic. Remember that bullshit in 2009?
Remember that shit.
Look at that shit. Same symptoms again. Global cases, 24% of the U.S., about 68 million. 68 million! And there was 284,000 deaths in the United States alone. Wait, hold on, sorry. Over 284,000 deaths, 12,000 and a half were the U.S. Once again, haven't reached that. Get the fuck out of here. Look at this. 2014, 2016, Ebola. Man, that was recent as shit. How did I not know about the Ebola hitting this hard in the paint? There was 28,000 cases of Ebola. And there was, oh, Jesus Christ, look at this shit. 28,000 cases of Ebola, 11,000 cases. It is nearly 50%. That is some shit.
Yeah, man.
So y'all need to chill with this Corona-19 or not Corona-19, COVID-19 bullshit. It is not that serious. Y'all should have been worried in 2014, 2016 with that Ebola. You should have been real worried
about
Ebola.
You know what you should be worried about? When you're just nutting people randomly and don't think nothing bad's going to happen.
Yeah,
Your little dumbass baby COVID is going to come out. That's what.
Well, the funny thing is, man, is like all the parents in the neighborhood, in my neighborhood, seem like they're just over it. They're like, yeah, they want their kids to be back.
It's because fucking parents, fucking dumbass people just want to nut in something. And then they're like, oh, or some their parents tell them, oh, wouldn't it be great to have kids like we had you? I'm like, and they're like, yeah, it would. And then they're like, oh, we're just in the motion, having our kids. We send them to school and we watch them for a little bit.
We got to go to work, make that money.
It's fucking routine. That's why when my parents are like, don't you want kids? I'm like, fuck you, bro.
You're like, really, though?
I have a kid. Its name is Mega Man X, and he ain't going to save the Robot City himself. The fuck is wrong with you? Stupid. And then they go, Rachel, don't you want some kids? And she's like, the fuck is wrong with you? I got kids. It's called Pokemon Sword and Shield. Because I saved up so much money, I dropped it on a Switch and Pokemon Sword and Shield. I bought both of them bitches.
She bought both of them?
Together.
Wow, aggressive. Because
I have all this money. Because I don't got kids.
Dude, how hard are you fucking in this car that your old shit bar is loose?
Yo, dog, listen.
Look at this
shit. I write my chapter in your book, it's going to be called How to Fucking Cars Proper.
Look at this, dude. This is not safe. how hard are you fucking in this car, man?
Listen, dog. So you get your hip right here. And you just go, pah.
This is loose as fuck. I'm going to put this on my Instagram. Watch. I'm going to put this on my Instagram after we're done recording the podcast, and I'm not going to tell anybody what this video is about. And I'll be like, tune in Monday. Look at this. This is not safe.
I did the deep voice so much it hurt my throat.
You're like,
Ew.
But anyways.
No, that was actually like that one about the vehicle. I just never tightened it. But you got to go, Yeah, I give a love stroke, then a hate stroke.
Oh, Jesus. You get a love and a hate. You're mixing it up, huh?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I love you so much. Remember when you couldn't pick where you want to eat? Oh.
And then you're like, that right there is when the pelvic regions just slam into each other.
That's right. You got to make that.
You make that noise.
Yeah, be
You're like, you're getting the full shaft today.
Yeah.
You're getting the full thing.
It got to sound like two pieces of meat slapping.
You ever gone to the butcher?
Yeah. You ever drop two pieces of ham on the wet tile?
Oh.
Oh. I like that.
By the way, do you use that? Like, if you drop a piece of meat on the ground like that, do you use that?
I fucking throw it away.
Exactly. You should throw it. You should also disinfect that ground, though.
I leave it.
You're like, E. coli. E. coli. What's that? Anyways, I fucked it up.
It's just like if you drop ice on. You don't use a lot of ice, huh?
I don't use a lot of ice, no.
See, I'm crazy about ice. I love fucking ice.
I like how you just said that, like you literally were in love with ice.
No, I'm fucking ice connoisseur. I'm like, it needs to be good. It can't be a big block of ice. Like when I go to QT, it has to be crushed ice.
You like that Sonic ice?
Yeah, I fucking love that shit.
Sonic, you can buy that shit now, right?
Yeah, yeah, you can buy it. I just saw them get a bag of it. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking buy a bag of it.
The problem though is that it's getting hot out here. So if it melts on the way to your house, it's going to fuse into a giant brick.
It's going to be a big block. Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess it's always cool to have a big block of ice because if somebody breaks in.
What, are you going to run to your fridge and chuck it at them like jail style?
You just get it and just be like, pah! Like a fucking, what are you fucking Batman.
You're like Mario with the ice flower?
Yep.
Bricks of ice at people?
I'm like, you didn't see this coming, motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure you didn't see that coming. He's like, this motherfucker's going to try to kill me with ice.
That's right.
You're like, Mr. Freeze is my homie. And you just start smashing him with it.
I wonder if you can... Can you make ice bullets?
No. No, because the problem is in the process of...
That's combustion, right?
Combustion, yeah. Well, it's an explosive device. Yeah. So it hits, the hammer hits, the explosion happens. And I'm assuming you would lose velocity or it would melt in the chamber. You couldn't really do it that way. That's the reason why Mr. Freeze had to go with the Mr. Freeze gun, man.
You have to have a whole ice gun.
You have to have a gun that probably just freezes motherfuckers. Just, I need to cut down on my cussing. I really realize that. Like, if I'm going to try to get a professional on my other podcast, I really need to cut down on this cussing.
Like, Billy, I heard you work with infectious diseases and shit. How's that going?
How's that going?
Oh, you've touched the flesh-eating disease. That's crazy.
Crazy.
So if you touch it and it gets on you, your whole arm will be gone like a motherfucker, huh?
That's a scary one. Like MRSA. Mm-hmm. MRSA never goes away.
The fuck is MRSA?
MRSA is like a skin thing, dog. Like if someone gives you MRSA, and you now live with MRSA for the rest of your life.
What does that do?
Here, I'll look it up because I'm not going to be ignorant enough to tell you.
You're like, well, I'm gonna show first you pictures. You turn into Two-Face.
I'm like, first of all, how much you like how much do you like Killer Croc skin?
Oh, fuck.
MRSA. Oh, here we go. We'll do the Google mystery choice. Do you want MRSA, MRSA death rate, MRSA bacteria, or MRSA outbreak? What do you want to go with? What random?
The first one.
MRSA?
Please.
Oh, okay. Or do you want to go? You want to go real risky and go with images?
No. Just tell me what happened.
That's what it is. It's methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus, like the Pokemon, refers to a group of gram-positive bacteria that are generally distinct from the other strains of Staphylococcus.
Staphylococcus?
Is that not what that is?
I want no fucking Staphylococcus on me.
Staphylococcus. It's staph infection.
Okay.
It's basically a staph infection that is medicine resistant.
Damn.
So you live that shit forever. Yeah. So incubation period often ranges for 1 to 10 days. Broken skin. MRSA infection. Symptoms and causes. Let me see. Mayo Clinic always has a retarded amount of information online for free. See, it looks like that. Like a staph infection. Staph infection looks like your skin is melting. It's kind of gross. Warm to the touch. Pus and drainage. when to see a doctor causes antibiotic resistance. MRSA is a result of decades of often of unnecessary antibiotic use. For years, antibiotics have been prescribed for colds, flus, and other viral infections that doesn't respond to drugs. Even when antibiotics are used appropriately, they contribute to the rise of drug-resistant bacteria because they don't destroy every germ that they target. Bacteria live on an evolutionary fast track, so often germs survive treatment with one antibiotic, soon learn to resist others. These are basically the supercell of staph infections. Anyways, long story short, MRSA is scary as fuck because you can't kill it with antibiotics. It was like originally that nut that cell was in, and then eventually became perfect cell after people
that's
just.
That's crazy.
That's why they're not like, if when you get a flu or a cold or like a runny nose, you're not just supposed to take penicillin. In countries like Mexico, where you can just go and buy, you know, Decadrabbalin and. And
what the fuck did you just call me?
You can go to Mexico and literally.
Listen here, motherfucker. When you use big words, and I don't know what they mean, I take them as an insult.
All right. When you just go buy steroids in Mexico, right? That you could just go, same you could buy steroids, you can also buy like penicillin. And so people in back in the day when they didn't know any better, and maybe still now, they would just get like a little runny nose and they're like, oh, I'm not feeling good. Let me take penicillin. Let me take this thing that just kills everything, which, by the way...
Escalates quickly.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It's like my toe hurts. Penicillin.
What? That's not even an infection. It's okay. Penicillin will take care of it. So...
It's weird how medicine went, because, like, back in the olden days, they thought, like, drilling a hole in your head and draining some of the blood out would, like, fix everything.
Can you believe it, man? How much it's time... Like, that's why when people are like, oh, what time period would you like to live in? I'm like, I don't know, man, 1990s and knowing that I can invest money in tech companies. Because, you know, like
now's pretty good.
Now's pretty good. You know the Rona? I'll live in that Rona.
That's fine.
I'll live in the Rona versus the bubonic plague. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And when they're like, you got the bubonic plague, let me just chop your leg fucking off. It'll fix it. The dude in the corner standing by the fucking gutter told me that would work.
you mean Billy Joe over there, the guy who's... cleans the shit buckets.
Yeah, man. Yeah, people literally taking buckets of shit and throwing them in the alleys. Like, that's where the what is it? Wasn't that one of the big plagues in Europe, wasn't it? Because the rats were eating the black plague because the rats were eating the shit and it just went back and forth. Disgusting, dude. Disgusting, disgusting.
But just like people are like, oh, I'd love to live in Game of Thrones times.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you fucking wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. It's all pretty in Game of Thrones. You know why? Because you can't smell anything.
Right.
Just the smells in Game of Thrones would be disgusting. All you women that want to get fucked by Jon Snow, I'm going to tell you right now, 90% of y'all are going to have yeast infections because Jon Snow is not clean 90% of the time. You're just not. Your hoo-ha is going to look like blue waffle. Don't know what that is? Looking from his fucking face. You don't know what that is? Google it. You're welcome. Sorry, guys. You guys aren't having sex if your woman saw that. Y'all ain't having sex for like a month.
It's fucking disgusting. Did you ever eat at the Blue Waffle?
No. What the fuck is that? Is
it a restaurant here?
No. That seems like terrible marketing.
Yeah, it was like the Blue Waffle, and they served, I don't know what they served.
Blue Waffles? It was like back in the day. I mean, by that back in the day, I mean when we were babies. Remember when school teachers were like, oh, we're going to have a fun project. And like, we're going to have green eggs and ham because we had just read the book. And they just threw some fucking tiles.
Dude, I did that. I did that with my students.
Everybody did that. Everybody does that.
I was like, I bought so many. She's like, oh, all right, you're in charge of this shit. I was like, okay. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I don't know, fucking grades or some shit. She's like, go get it done. I'm like, all right. And so... I had brought in a skillet from home, and so I was doing it. I cooked the eggs and put the dye in there.
Was it scrambled or was it hard-boiled eggs? Okay, it's easier when they're scrambled.
Yeah.
But that's something.
And they're fat asses. They're special needs fat asses. Had the nerve
like, put
to
more
ask
eggs.
Me for more eggs. I'm like, listen here, you fat asses.
You're like, I didn't go to Costco before this.
I'm like, you all get one egg. You all had lunch just an hour ago. You ain't that hungry. And this is your snack time. You all got snacks too. You're all fat.
That's get funny.
Get the fuck
dude.
Out of here.
I literally remember doing that back in my I don't know, preschool days or some shit. And I remember being like, damn, we got green eggs and ham dough. Like, this is the shit I read about the other day in this book.
You're like, I wish I can afford ham someday.
Damn, why you gotta clown me on me like that? But anyways.
Yo, eggs, what is eggs?
What is an egg? Oh, fuck.
This is so different than bread and butter.
I hear feel protein in here. But anyways, so yeah, I remember that. But now, how do we start talking about? Oh, blue waffles. Because I was like, maybe the restaurant puts a little blue dye on the waffles, so it's like, oh look, check out the blue waffles, and they'll put like strawberry chunks in there and shit. And now y'all gotta look it up. Google that for me. And that's it, man. That's the podcast. That's how we're gonna leave it. We're gonna leave it at the blue waffle. Sorry guys that aren't getting late anymore.
There you go. That's your Photoshop this week.
No. We're not putting blue waffle anywhere. No. That's already gonna get us flagged anywhere and everywhere. YouTube's gonna be like, the fuck? There's gonna be literally a guy on the YouTube administrative back end. They're gonna be like, fuck is that thumbnail?
He's like, you're demonetized. Like, we're not monetized. He's like, yeah, I know. I demonetized it again.
In fact, you owe us money.
Yeah, you owe us money.
Jeez.
You owe us Franco money. DeFranco money.
Jesus, man. That's, yeah. Not going to happen. Not going to happen in the Photoshop.
I mean, it could just be a waffle that is blue.
No, we're not doing that either. I'm not risking it for the biscuit. No. All right, that's ladies funny. And gents, that's it.
Hope you like Monday's coronavirus talk.
Yeah, right? These are turning out into like 50% updates and 50%
updates. Hey, man, we're living through a historical event. So it's
apparently, we lived through a few of them. SARS,
the blue waffle.
I lived
through. Damn, if you lived through a blue waffle.
Blue waffle, dog.
It's like it was so crunchy.
Ugh. Stop
so
that.
Dry.
It hurt going
it hurt.
In. Anyways, yeah, no, we lived through SARS. We lived through Ebola.
You ever felt a bunch of nerds? It felt like that. The candy. It felt just like that.
With Pop Rocks. Activated Pop Rocks. That's it. We'll see you guys next week.
That's enough. I gotta go throw up.